Hey there, Jennifer here. Just a reminder that Growing Empires has moved to a brand new feed with a fresh look and even better content that you're going to love. We're already over there dropping new episodes right now. Here's a clip of what you've been missing, and to hear the rest of this conversation, hit up growingempires.com. Grab the link to the new show there, and I'll see you in the new feed. Welcome to Growing Empires. I'm Jennifer DeJesus, real estate investor and operator. This show takes you behind the scenes of how real estate assets are executed, managed, and positioned for long-term performance. Let's get into it.
What the world tells you is that you go and you immediately start working and it's glitz and glamour and it's all these things, but it's not. It was an entire year before I even had one check. And like I said, I was the breadwinner. So this was a very trying time and we couldn't pay our bills. And, you know, I was so depressed and so frustrated.
That's hard.
And I just couldn't make it happen fast enough. It was almost like it was outside of my control. I mean, I was doing everything. I was knocking on doors. I was doing what they call farming. I was cold calling people. I was partnering with others. I was doing literally everything I could. And then my very first deal that I had been waiting for months to close, for my very first check to finally pay a mortgage or pay a bill, they started fighting. It was like a husband and wife. They started fighting. And there was a moment in time where they were going to cancel the transaction because they hated each other. And I'm just like, you people are jerks. Like, I'm like waiting on this. Like, I've helped all this time. I was trucking you around in my car to help you find something. We finally find something. We get all the way to closing and you two are bantering back and forth at the point that now you don't want a house. It was just, I mean, they ended up buying it. So that was the good news. And I couldn't even tell you what their names are today, but they bought the house but it was so trying. And when I started to realize that my ability was going to be somewhat controlled by emotions of people that were buying and selling their homes, that didn't really sit well with me. So that was kind of the moment where I was like, listen, I can't wait another 6 months for a paycheck. I will literally lose my home that I had now three kids in. I will lose my home. It's not going to be, you know, but I hunkered down and I just said, you can't quit. You have to get through this. You got to find another way. You're not going to make up the difference in any quicker fashion. And I did just that. I hunkered down. I did more education. I actually got my license in New Jersey at the same time. And then I worked my way up, got my broker's license, you know, so I just kept educating myself and trying to be the master at everything. And then there was one like shiny moment, you know, it's like if you picture like the heavens open up and the rays come down, right? That was my moment, right? I had this, this epiphany. I had this streak of luck. I don't know what you want to call it, but the heavens definitely opened up for me. And I was literally sitting in the office. I was the last one there. And there was a call that came in. So we had receptionists and they would, you know, obviously send the calls over to the agents after they answered the call. She was closing up for the night. It was like 7 o'clock, office closed. And this call came into the office and she says to me, she says, Jen, her name was Krista. She says, Jen. I'm like, yes, Krista. She goes, I have a call on the phone. And I was like, okay. Give it to me. Like, what is this? Like some kind of game we're playing? She goes, no, I actually don't know that you want to talk to this guy. This guy sounds like a real jerk on the phone. And I was like, well, listen, I'm the only one here and I have to make money. So just give me the damn call. Like, I'll take it. You can go home. I'll lock the door, you know? And that's exactly what happened. She gave me the call. She went home and I was still in the office for probably another half hour to an hour. Because the guy on the other end changed my life.
That's it for now. If passive income from real estate investments plays a role in your long-term investment strategy, this show is for you. Thanks for listening. And for more in-depth resources, please head over to growingempires.com.